We're very lucky this morning to have a saxophone quartet in our studio. And they're fine players. I've been hearing them warm up for us. And we're going to be hearing from Kristen Zelenak playing the soprano, Chris Ogden playing the alto, and Jeff Kinsey, the tenor. And Shimi Ching is going to be playing the baritone. So Shimi gets to play the big, low one. And the saxophone quartet is playing as part of the Austin Chamber Music Center's Summer Music Festival, which is just huge. It's all over the place. And Peter Helf is here to tell us all about it. So, Peter, speak forth.
I'm still recovering from a great weekend of concerts this past weekend. We've got two more weekends coming up, outreach events all week this week, including the auteur saxophone quartet, who you'll hear in just a moment. Playing as part of the Pride concert on Thursday night at St. James Episcopal Church, which is, I believe, our 9th annual Pride concert celebrating gay and lesbian composers.
Wow, 9 years. That's great. And there are shows all through the week this week and next week that are extra concerts, and you can find all about them at the Austin Chamber Music Center's website, which is
austinchambermusic.org.
Simple enough.
Friday night, we have the Vienna Piano Trio. Saturday, we're doing a collaboration with Austin Shakespeare with music and scenes from Henry VIII. And then Sunday, the Takash Quartet, one of the greatest string quartets in the entire world.
So you can't go wrong with the Austin Chamber Music Center's summer lineup. It's incredible. So get your tickets right now. Go book them through austinchambermusic.org. And this morning, let's hear some saxophones. What would you guys like to play?
First thing we're playing is from a piece called Unquiet Spirits by John Mackey. It's the second movement. Doesn't have a title.
Thank you.
We are lucky today to have the Alter Saxophone Quartet in our studio today, and they are playing just beautifully. I just really can't stand how beautiful it is. Really, really wonderful. And so speak to me, people, and tell me about the sound that you have there. When that began, I really had no idea, except that I knew because you're sitting here playing for me, but I would never have guessed that that was saxophones I was listening to. The beginning of that movement was just an extraordinary sort of sound unto itself, but then you developed, oh yes, they're playing saxophones, all kinds of saxophones, high, in-betweens, and lows. And so tell us about the Auteur Saxophone Quartet, if you would.
Well, yeah, it's true. Classical music isn't the first thing you think of when you think of saxophone, I'm sure, but there's a pretty strong tradition of classical saxophone. So we're all from Michigan State, very strong history of classical saxophone there, as well as the University of Michigan and all around the Midwest. And Saxophone Quartet is another standard of that, and it's sort of modeled on the string quartet. We have the Barry sort of playing the role of the cello and tenor viola, and the alto and the soprano are the violins, and we actually play transcriptions of string quartets a lot. So we all started at Michigan State 3 years ago, came here for the Coltman competition and had a blast, and it's great to be back in Austin.
So you have come all the way down from Michigan for this week of events.
Yes, well, it's summertime, so we're kind of all over the place. We came from all over the world, yeah. We came from Hong Kong, Florida, New Mexico, and Michigan.
That's wow. So we have an international cast of players here is the Auteur Saxophone. And you spell it A-U-T-E-U-R?
Yes, it's the Auteur.
Auteur, Auteur. Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. And so, Peter, tell us about the concerts at which we could hear the Auteur Saxophone Quartet this week.
So they're going to be playing at our workshop, and I think they're going to do a little coaching session with some of our students, young artists in primary division from ages 6 through 18. And they'll be doing a noonday presentation there, which will be interactive. And that's at Bates Recital Hall from 12:25 to 1:10 on Tuesday. And then also they'll be playing the retirement home concerts at Brookdale Retirement Home and Longhorn Village. Those are Wednesday the 13th and Friday the 15th, 6 p.m. at Brookdale, 2 p.m. at Longhorn on Friday. And then, as I said, the Pride concert on Thursday, that's going to be a wonderful event featuring more artists as well. So that'll be Thursday, 7:30.
At St. James Episcopal.
You got it. And okay. I'll interject, and they actually won our 2014 Coltman competition. And this is part of the prize that our winners receive. We try to get them out and performing as much as possible. So they're finally cashing in on that.
Well, they certainly sound worthy of many, many concerts. And so I'm glad they're performing a lot this week in Austin. Let's have another piece.
Thank you. This is the second movement of Eugene Botza's Andante and Scherzo. Thank you.
Now, you just have to say that that is one of the best saxophone quartets you ever heard. Well, it was certainly one of the best I've ever heard. And they're from Michigan, and they are Kristen Zelenak, soprano, Chris Ogden, alto, Jeff Kinsey, tenor, and Shimmy Ching, playing baritone. Chris Ogden was the alto sax player and spokesman for the group. And they're part of the Austin Chamber Music Center's summer workshop today at the noon hour at Bates Recital Hall. And they'll be playing a concert at Brookdale Retirement Home on Wednesday at 6. Thursday, the big Pride concert at St. James Episcopal with all sorts of people performing, including the Auteur Saxophone Quartet. And the final concert on Friday at 2 o'clock, concert at the Longhorn Retirement Home. And they do not have any CDs, unfortunately, so I'm glad you got to hear them. And you can hear more of that feature later. Come back to it. There is another number they did for us.